the shutting down operations. Oil drilling on some rigs is also suspended.
He campaigned on the wall. He won on talking about building the wall, and he's going to make sure that that gets done.
But White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will not specifically say whether President Trump would allow a government shutdown to occur if he did not receive funding for a border wall. She just says
he'll continue to fight for that funding and ensure that it takes place.
A new Gallup poll says only 3 in 10 Americans have a positive view of the government overall, but it's still the most positive view of the government that survey has found since 2009. And the data shows Republicans and Democrats practically have the same negative views about the government. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The State Department releasing more information on a bizarre case out of Cuba where at least 16 American diplomats were victims of what's been described as some sort of acoustic attack. USA's John Clemens has the latest.
The attack left at least 16 complaining of nausea, hearing loss, headaches, and not able to keep their balance. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauer confirmed at least 16 were associated with the U.S. Embassy in Havana.
We can confirm that at least 16 U.S. government employees, members of our embassy community, have experienced some kind of symptoms.
Some have remained in Cuba while others have been transported to hospitals here in the States.
We are working very hard to try to take care of our folks who are there. You know, they're on official duty and trying to provide them all the care and the treatment and the support that they
indeed. I'm John Clemens.
A major healthcare company is being accused of revealing the private information of its customers with HIV. Several legal organizations say in a news release Aetna mailed envelopes in multiple states that showed the HIV status of its customers through a window on the envelopes. Aetna's apologized for what it calls the mailing issue. It says it's taking measures to make sure that, quote, something like this never happens again. And the bout between undefeated boxing champ Floyd Mayweather and UFC star Conor McGregor is a day away. The two will weigh in for it today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with partly sunny skies, a high near 78 degrees, and northwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 51, north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 77, and north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear and a low around 52 degrees with calm winds. Sunday, sunny with a high near 78 and northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunday evening, mostly clear, a low around 54. And we'll start our work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 76.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning. It must be Friday. A little stumbling there. Of course, Helplines 24/7, 7 days a week. So I should be used to talking 7 days a week, 24/7. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show every Friday morning between 10 and 11. And we are always so proud to be part of the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, the voice of business, always. And business comes in a lot of varieties. And one of them is, in fact, nonprofits. We may not be for-profit, but we're a company, an organization, trying to deliver programs and services just like any other business. And the twist, of course, is our mission to help those in need here in Hunterdon County and even beyond with our 24/7 helpline and also our emergency response service. And that is in both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. So we pretty much know everything there is to know about Hunterdon Helpline and Hunterdon County, and that's our job, to know the county backwards and forwards and in between. And the reason for that is if somebody calls during the day, during the night, how can we best assist them if we don't know what the programs, services, opportunities, resources, etc. Are out there to address whatever challenge that they're facing. So it is really something that we have to keep abreast of. And again, whether it's government issues, government resources, whether it's business resources, whether it's the other nonprofits that we collaborate with all the time in order to give a more holistic approach to our solutions or answers or assistance to those in need, we need to be on top of that. And for those of you who aren't aware of Helpline and what we've been doing for 48 years and how we do it, well, the first thing we do to keep really abreast of all that information that we have to impart, if you will, and connect, all those dots have to be in alignment so that the client gets the best help that they need. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services in our area, mostly local, but of course, state and federal as well. We will go to whatever ends we have to go to in order to, again, provide that robust solution or assistance for the client. And that database is updated, and also updated not just with data entry, but helpline staff is at a variety of meetings, sits at the table of committees and councils and so forth in our area, so that we can know really at any given moment if an agency is able to assist. Maybe that agency has assisted for 11 months and the 12th month has run out of funds. We don't want to send somebody to that organization if it's just a dead end. So it's our job, again, to know what's going on, to know what kind of funding is available, and to, again, know Hunterdon County like the back of our hands, because otherwise we cannot assist. And so it's not just a phone number. It's not just a Google. It's really listening to the client, discerning what their challenge is. Even if they say one thing, well, maybe it's a variety of things. If we help them with the first thing that they call about, is that going to be sustainable for next month when they have to pay a bill? So we have to do really case management, do that intake, make sure it's robust. Also, because should they call again or we want to follow up, everybody at Helpline needs to know, well, what happened before? Was that referral not appropriate, or that did the organization feel that they could not assist? So instead of, again, referring to the same agency, we have to go deeper into our database and say, well, what else is there to help this person? It is really important that we sit at the table of all those committees and councils, etc., because, again, we have to know. We have to be a part of the community in order to impart what the community has to offer, what kind of resources there are. And we also want to be able to collaborate. So if somebody calls for, say, utility assistance, but really the greater need is employment. So who do we connect with? We can certainly give them all the information they need about the various programs to reduce their monthly bills, but how are they going to pay those bills over the next 6 months? And so that's when we say, okay, who are we collaborating with today? Who will be able to give them some options, some job coaching, some budget coaching, so that they can, in fact, go forward once that bill is paid and not get into the same predicament? So many different organizations out there. I could rattle on how many different organizations we sit with at various committees, whether it's a Transportation Advisory Committee, whether it is our For Work program, whether it is the Partnership for Health out of Hunterdon Healthcare, whether it is the Service Providers of the Mental Health Board, or the Senior Advisory Committee, or the Senior Health Coalition, if we stay on the track of seniors. HASAC, which is the Hunterdon County Advisory Council for Social Services, Human Services. All of those different committees and councils, it's a lot of work to be there. It requires, obviously, paying somebody to be there. But without being there, we could not possibly know how we are supposed to assist somebody. And, I mean, if I just look out across the room at a HASAC meeting, a Human Services Advisory Council meeting, we are looking at Family Promise. We are looking at Community Hope. We are looking at Hunterdon Healthcare. We are looking at the Family Success Center. We're looking at the Hunterdon Drug Awareness, Catholic Charities. All of those organizations are sitting in that room at the same time, sharing information, sharing resources, bringing us all up to date so that we can, again, provide the best assistance we possibly can for someone who is in need. And without knowing that, it's not just about Hunterdon Helpline. If they call Hunterdon Helpline, we can connect them with our own programs and services, but that's not going to do the trick. So working, partnering, collaborating, et cetera, with those other organizations, very, very key to form that network of assistance to the client. I'm going to take a short break, be right back, and we're going to talk more about some of that collaboration.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show here on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, HCRDB. And I'm Susan Lax, welcoming you back, Executive Director of Helpline. And oftentimes when I'm out there at some of these committees and councils that I've been talking about, or my staff is also participating, we meet people who we may not have known before, new staff members, new consumers in the area, because many of the committees and councils do require that consumers are on those committees and councils to give a personal perspective, which is so, so important. And it's really, it's just fascinating. I said before the break that being out there, knowing Hunterdon County the way Helpline knows Hunterdon County, and truly having the charge of knowing Hunterdon County from soup to nuts, from A to Z, it's actually a fascinating experience, because sure, we live here, we play here, we work here, but it's really a wonderful thing to be able to know the ins and outs of the area that you live in, not just so we could do our work at Helpline, but actually to be a good citizen, because so often someone doesn't have to call the Helpline, but I could be out to dinner with friends who start talking about a family member or a friend or a neighbor or what have you, and they might be experiencing a problem, and they have no idea how to help them. And there I go, piping up, as would any of the Helpline staff in the same situation, to help somebody get the resources that they need, to direct them to those sources of programs and services, of resources. And it kind of makes you proud that you do know the county that you live in so well. But most importantly, from the Hunterdon Helpline's point of view, when somebody calls in, could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, to be able to help somebody immediately, not hem and haw, not go through various gyrations or say call back in the morning, but to actually give them assistance. It's really something to be very proud of, because a person in crisis is not going to wait till the morning. They're frantic. What do I do now? And how can we help them so that they feel better, they calm down, and they are, in fact, ready to start their day in the morning and access all these resources? Otherwise, you all know you've been in an anxious moment, and it's hard to think straight. It's hard to get your ducks in a row and do the things that you need to do to help the situation. It's very easy when everything is cool, calm, and collected, but, you know, the nature of a crisis is the opposite of that. And so it is especially good to know that we put that other person at ease when we're speaking to them, because we have resources. We don't have to say, gee, I have no idea. Well, let me research this and get back to you. Or here's one answer to your issue, rather than, let's think about it. Maybe I could give you one issue now at 3 o'clock in the morning, but we would like you to call back tomorrow or have permission to call you back and see, you know, how we can broaden that assistance to include other opportunities and other resources. It truly has a calming effect, and no one is any good to themselves when they're frantic and don't know which way to turn, and is in that midst of the moment. So it really helps to have somebody breathe a little bit and take a step back and know that there are ways in which to find help and ways in which to help the situation that they're in. We get more calls than not for shelter during the night, from 9 to 8 in the morning. But we also get listening calls, and that's also something that I'm proud of. We don't say to somebody, you know, why don't you call back in the morning? We get people who can't sleep at night, maybe somebody who's going through a divorce and just needs somebody to talk to. And unfortunately, we also get calls from people who might hurt themselves. And the good news for that is that we can stabilize them and then transfer them to New Jersey Hope, which I can't speak more highly of. So a lot of different types of calls during the night, and we are there if they just need somebody to listen to. That also can just calm a person down, give them hope, give them the wherewithal to get through the night, and then start their day using some of the resources that we may have provided. And it's a wonderful feeling, and I'll be selfish here because it's very rewarding to work for Helpline. But more importantly, from many of the people who have called us over the years and every once in a while give us a shout out, it means so much to them. So much to them. And that's really, again, selfishly heartwarming. Selfishly heartwarming. I have to say, I was actually on the overnight the other day, and the person that I was talking to needed shelter. And it was very difficult to calm her down to the point where I could get the information to help her. But when all was said and done, she was in a better frame of mind. And she was more apt to be able to not just take our assistance, but to help herself as well. And that is what's really important. You may be evicted in the middle of the night. We had a family that had a terrible bout with carbon dioxide in their home and were out on the street. And these types of crises just leave you feeling alone, feeling desperate, and having somebody else on the other end of the line that says, not only am I going to help you right now, but don't worry, we can continue that help. There's other means to help you once we get through this initial crisis. So that's kind of what it's like on the overnight. But interestingly, because people say, well, we can just Google, we can, you know, go on the internet and see what's out there. We do get calls from other areas because they see Helpline and they don't realize Hunterdon Helpline means Hunterdon County, New Jersey. So we get calls from all over the country, and that doesn't stop us from helping. Whether they're in Oklahoma or whether they're in Monmouth County, out of our purview, we're still going to help them. We're still going to say, okay, here's your sister resource, if you will, in your area, and that's who you need to call and get assistance from. You don't want to turn anyone away, particularly when they are in the midst of that crisis. So I don't care if they're on the other side of the world. If they need help, we're going to be there to help them as best, obviously, as we can. Because, again, knowing the resources in the area is most, most important. Also knowing who's behind those resources. So, you know, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a few examples. If we are going to, for instance, refer somebody to a program at Catholic Charities, and we're not quite is this program that they have very specific to the need of this person? We know the people that work there. We could call Martha. We could call Brooke. If we're going to refer to Family Success Center, we could call Carmel. If we are going to refer to Family Promise, we can call Donna. Fisherman's Mark in South County. You know, we're not just in the Flemington area. We cover the entire county. So we can call Linda or Ronnie, excuse me, or Candace at Fisherman's Mark. So very important to know the people specifically who work at a particular organization, because you develop a relationship, you develop a rapport, you know what each other needs, so there's not a lot of time wasted when somebody is waiting for you to assist them. That's a big plus. That is really a very, very big, big plus. And again, you don't want to refer somebody and it's a dead end. Again, because we're nonprofits or even governments, sometimes the funding runs out. So why make that person call or go to a particular agency when we know that there's no more funding? Instead, we have to look a little deeper, as I said before, and see if there's any other way to assist the person with what the appropriate resource is going to be at that place at that time. Again, so important when you're talking about funding. And we certainly have experienced the recession. We've experienced a lot of cuts in social services. So we've got to get creative. We've got to work more with each other, sort of pool the resources, if you will. And I'm very proud, again, you know, of those partnerships, because you don't want to have somebody call up again in that crisis mode and you say, well, sorry, there's no more funding and we can't help you. Sometimes, actually, you know, we do reach a dead end for a lot of reasons, and I'm glad to say that's rare. We're going to take a break and come right back out to you with some more talk about collaboration between the agencies and how we work, how we make it possible for that person in need.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters say people along the Texas Gulf Coast need to complete their storm preparations as Hurricane Harvey is bearing down on that region. Seven counties under mandatory evacuation orders, but not everywhere. Sharon Reed spoke to a local journalist who's watching the prep.
Reporter Taylor Millard says people in the Houston and Corpus Christi areas are planning to ride out the storm.
There are some mandatory evacuations for smaller areas, but most people are planning on sticking things out.
The Category 2 storm is building up strength as it positions itself to make landfall late tonight or very early tomorrow morning, with winds of about 111 miles an hour.
Forecasters also say it'll be a rainmaker with 2 to 3 feet of rain in some spots. And gasoline prices may rise for the nation because of the storm as rigs and refineries close. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And the weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, a high near 78, northwest winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 51, north winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. And Saturday, sunny skies and a high near 77, north winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 52 and calm winds. Sunday, sunny skies, a high near 78, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Monday, mostly sunny skies, start our work week, and the high will be near 76. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon with Hunterdon Helpline as your host, along with me, Susan Lacks. And we are talking about, one, how the helpline works, but also how the helpline works through the collaboration with other agencies, government agencies, nonprofits, and even businesses. And that's very, very, very important. Shout out to the businesses because they're not just practicing great corporate social responsibility, but they understand that helping the helpline assist someone else, whether it's through a donation, whether it's through a foundation grant, means that they are helping the residents in their area. And if they are economically, they're more apt to be a customer as well as a neighbor within their community. So everybody wins. Collaboration is key to winning. There's no team that is successful that doesn't practice teamwork. You can't just throw people on a team. They've got to work together. They have to collaborate. They have to partner for that win. They have to strategize how are all the pieces going to come together so that whatever the goal was is met. And that's the same thing with the organizations in Hunterdon County. We don't stand alone. If we do, we will not succeed. It would be impossible. Absolutely impossible. So case in point, let's talk about our Work Connectivity Program here at Hunterdon Helpline. We established the Work Connectivity Program because we felt that while we were connecting our clients to opportunities in the area, there was a little bit of a gap. We also said that we know so much about Hunterdon County, including the businesses, that why don't we reach out to the businesses and see if we can connect the Hunterdon County businesses with the Hunterdon County residents who are in need of help. So slowly but surely, we have been building up our group of businesses and having them interview our clients for jobs. And how do we do that? Well, we interview the client first. We give job coaching skills. We identify skills that they don't have and what agencies, nonprofits, etc., they need to go to. For instance, Career Life and Transitions computer classes, if that's what they're lacking. That's the type of thing. Or they may have barriers. Well, who's going to help them with barriers when it comes to childcare or what have you? Well, there are other organizations, the YMCA, for instance, that offers wonderful childcare. If Hunterdon Helpline didn't know all of this, we couldn't have that work connectivity program. We just wouldn't. We wouldn't be in the know. You've got to be in the know in order to connect people. So, again, very important. It's not just a phone number. It's not just call this place and let's see what happens. It's follow-up. We also have a licensed clinical social worker on staff because if we have to ratchet it up because a person's mental health or other barriers are precluding them from getting the assistance that they need, we're not just going to wipe our hands of it and say, come back to us when you're ready. So having a licensed clinical social worker on staff is huge. It's a very, very huge asset to all of our programs. And, you know, people may say, well, if I need employment, what does mental health, what does all these other things have to do with it? Well, you know, and this is a shame, but since the recession, the largest group of, and this is according to a Princeton University study, the largest group of people who are contemplating or committing suicide are white middle-aged men, people in their 60s, executives who may have lost their job. We suffer through a variety of different things as human beings at any given time. And one little barrier, again, whether it be mental health, which isn't little, or childcare, which also isn't little, prevents us, despite our qualifications, despite our work ethic, despite the fact that we are so suited to a job, can just take us down at a moment's notice. Physical health issues, cars breaking down, problems with the kids. We carry a lot of baggage as human beings. So very important that we address those issues. And that's one of the things when somebody calls Helpline and says we're in need of housing or we are in need of utility assistance or what have you. It's not just about the utility assistance not being able to pay that bill. What's the why? What's the how? What's the where? What's the who of why that person was unable to meet their expenses? Again, they could be underemployed. They could be unemployed. Why are they unemployed? Is it because they have small children at home and can't afford the child care? Just gets more and more complicated. So somebody calls in and says, it's utility assistance I need. Just give me the money to pay my bill. I'll worry about next month. We do try to talk to them and say, look, that's great. We're going to try to help you in the emergent need. But please consider how we can prevent this next month. Also very important because in knowing a lot of the programs that we refer someone to, and I'll stay on the utility assistance track, some of the applications and the application process are very long and take anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks in order to be approved, even if you qualify. So what happens during those 5 to 8 weeks that a person is unable to fix the situation, not just immediately, but for the following month? We all know that sometimes when we get into a situation, particularly paying our bills, it just snowballs. It just snowballs. And you don't know what's going to befall you next month that prevents you from paying that bill. So we want to look at all of those things. And that's the conversation that we have. The who, what, when, and why. Why were you unable to pay it? Who else is working in the family? Who else can work? Maybe the person has a disability. So what happens then? Well, again, we go to our 1500 program and service database and we can say, you know what? Here's some assistance for those with disabilities that you might not have thought of or you might not have known. The New Jersey Division on Disability Services has an incredible booklet of all the services and programs for persons with disabilities. And I always say to a person who has a disability, they should have that in hand. That is so important because the resources between those covers, huge, absolutely huge. So again, person may call for one thing, but if we try to figure out what's going on behind that emergent need, then maybe we can help them in the long term. And isn't that what it's all about? Not just today, but in the long term. Not just the fish, but learning how to fish. Extremely important. One of the reasons we have other programs and services at Helpline besides the First Assist 24/7 hotline is because, like with work connectivity, we noticed some gaps. So how does that work? Because, again, I talked before the break about collaboration, and it's not just about, here's my program. You need to go through my program. It must be complemented by other resources in order to be effective. You want a holistic approach. So even though we have a work connectivity program, we are also sending that client to the One Stop. As I mentioned before, we're also sending them to NorwestCAP's Career Life and Transition Center for computer skills. Also sending them to a variety of other job coaching opportunities that may be available. Because we want to make sure that that person succeeds, not that we added another number to our outcomes. It's not about the numbers, it's about the successes. And quite frankly, I would hope that a person succeeds long term. And if we're going to have that person succeed long term, then they must be infused with all the resources available. And one of them might not be appropriate for today, but at least they have the information. So a month from now, 2 months from now, what have you, they would be able to access that. And people can call the helpline over and over and over again. We do have repeat callers and people who have been seeking our help for years. And that's a good thing because that person's trying to stay connected. That person is trying to opportune themselves of those resources. That is very, very important. So we appreciate the fact that people call and stay connected with Helpline. We have another break coming up. I will be talking to you in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back. Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline Show. I'm Susan Lax, your host, and we have been talking about how Hunterdon Helpline not only works, operates, whatever you want to call it, but how we are not an island, that we have to work with all the other organizations and agencies. That's the first thing we have to do, to know everything and anything about the resources available in Hunterdon County and to be a player and play with on a daily basis with those other organizations, whether they're for-profit, whether they're non-profit, whether they're government agencies, so that we can provide a holistic solution to the people who call us 24/7 and not just limit it to one piece of advice, one organization's resource, etc. Now, I will say this. When a person, and we talked a little bit about people in crises and how it's essential to calm them down, let them know that there is assistance, because when you're in the midst of that emergent need, the anxiety level is huge. But when you're in, even when you're calmed down by the person you're speaking with, again, using the utility assistance analogy, when you've got a shutoff notice and the electricity is about to go off, getting better employment may not be on the front burner for you. Fixing your immediate need and keeping that electricity on is. So a client may not want to take advantage in the moment of what you have to offer, but at least they know that there are other resources so that they can be sustainable in their particular challenge or meeting that challenge the next month and the month after that. And that's huge, because I do believe that even when we're frantic with an emergency, that if somebody tells us that there will be help beyond today and beyond fixing the immediate need, it stays with us. It stays on that back burner, and it comes up when we're in a calmer place and able to remember it, digest it, and say, okay, I'm now ready to do this. It's really, from the point of view of a helpline community resource specialist, it's kind of tough to navigate that, because you want desperately to help someone, but if they're not ready for that help, you've got to be cognizant of that, and you have to be compassionate, and you have to be understanding, and of course, non-judgmental. So while we, and everybody on staff, I have to say, truly is committed to helping that person, sometimes we have to take a step back and say, okay, we're not going to bombard this person with solutions or assistance. Sometimes the assistance is not necessarily a solution. I have to say that. There are never any guarantees. But we certainly can be open to not just hearing them, but open to the future and discussing with them when they're in that better place and they're not as frantic. So sometimes it's a hard line to travel because, again, the person is already anxious. You don't want to throw more things on top of them. They've got enough to worry about. And you've got to figure out how much are they able to hear right now. And if they're able to hear more, great. If they're not, you've got to be very careful about that, and you've got to be able to say, okay, I know you want this question answered now. You want this problem solved now. We're going to focus on that. So we have to navigate that. Oftentimes we're just so gung-ho, we really want to give the best that we have to offer. And sometimes the best we have to offer is listening. Just listening, taking a step back, and realizing that the person needs something else at this point in time. And that's important. That is very, very important. They're not ready to go into a more robust game plan. Then we have to honor that, respect that. But just be available. But that's what having that conversation is about. And we don't put a time limit on any of the calls to Helpline. We don't put a quota. The staff doesn't have to, answer X amount of calls within X amount of time. They have to answer all the calls 24/7. But they don't have to make sure that each staff member has, 30 calls under their belt today or what have you. The important thing is how we help people. That is the important thing. And navigating ourselves the resources that are out there, because, again, they can change at any moment. The funding can change. The person that we need to talk to find out if it's the right program, obviously, people, we've been doing this for 48 years. Nobody's been in their office for 48 years. I hope not, anyway. So a lot of things that we have to navigate ourselves to determine what happens. So when we go to our intake and we're talking to the person, and then we go to our referrals, our database of the referrals, all the information is coming up. And we have to be very much aware of, is that the latest information? Something we're not quite sure of, because we may have been sitting on one of those councils the week before and the organization said, oh my gosh, we didn't get the funding for that, so we no longer do it. So at that point, we have to go again deeper and find the organization that may have the resources to solve that particular problem. It's a lot to do while you're talking to somebody, particularly when they are anxious and want an immediate answer. And so we've got to be able to, one, talk to the person coherently, with expertise, with compassion, but also at the same time, start looking through our database and saying, well, wait a second, I think that might not work for you. This sounds better given your demographic, that you're male versus female, 60 versus 30. Many of these programs are very specific according to demographic. Not all programs serve everyone. So we also have to make sure that what we're referring that person to is appropriate for their age, for their place in life, for their income, all of those things, and any other challenges that they face. So that's a lot. I often liken when I interview people for the job, and if you're listening and you're interested in becoming a community resource specialist, please give us a call. I'm going to give all the call numbers for Helpline in just a moment. I know I haven't done that throughout the show, but get your pencil and paper ready. But the community resource specialist has to be able to determine all those things. And I always say on the interviews, you've got to be able to ride a bike and chew gum at the same time. Spin those plates and spin them effectively, no matter how many more plates may be added to that conversation. So, 100 and Helpline, your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We answer basic human needs, support for seniors, support for children, employment resources, physical and mental health resources, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, also a direct line with the link after hours. Give us a call, won't you? 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or visit us on the internet at helplinehc.org. It's been a pleasure as usual. Coming up next is Home Sweet Home. I hope you stay tuned and come back next Friday at 10 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters say people along the Texas Gulf Coast need to complete their storm preparations as Hurricane Harvey is bearing down on that region. Seven counties under mandatory evacuation orders, but not everywhere. Sharon Reed spoke to a local journalist who's watching the prep.
Reporter Taylor Millard says people in the Houston and Corpus Christi areas are planning to ride out the storm.
There are some mandatory evacuations for smaller areas, but most people are planning on sticking things out.
The Category 2 storm is building up strength as it positions itself to make landfall late tonight or very early tomorrow morning, with winds of about 111 miles an hour.
Forecasters also say it'll be a rainmaker with 2 to 3 feet of rain in some spots. And gasoline prices may rise for the nation because of the storm as rigs and refineries close. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Comic actor and radio personality Jay Thomas has died, and we get more from Mark Mayfield.
Flowers will be placed on Thomas's Walk of Fame star along Hollywood Boulevard this morning. The actor, best known for his co-starring or recurring roles on Mork and Mindy, Cheers, and Murphy Brown, died yesterday at the age of 69 after a long battle with cancer. He received his Walk of Fame star in 1989 in the radio category for his work as a disc jockey early in his career.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders not saying whether the president would actually allow a government shutdown to happen if he did not receive funding for a border wall. At a rally in Phoenix a few nights ago, President Trump did say, quote, if we have to close down the government, we're building that wall. Yesterday, Sanders would only say the president's committed to building that wall. Apple's 10th anniversary iPhone 8 will reportedly cost $999, and the New York Times says it